Welcome to a journey of profound transformation. In today's exploration, we dive deep into the art of emotional detachment, a concept inspired by the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy. Imagine, if you will, being on the brink of a powerful discovery that can reshape your entire approach to life, one that promises not coldness or indifference, but a remarkable inner strength and clarity. In the chaos of our daily lives, we often find ourselves entangled in a web of emotions and attachments that can weigh us down. Emotional detachment, as guided by the wisdom of Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, offers a way to reclaim your inner tranquility. It's about discovering that while you may not have control over the world around you, you have complete authority over how you respond to it. Join us on this transformative journey. Embrace the Stoic teachings that will guide you to a state of emotional resilience and personal freedom. By integrating these principles into your daily life, you'll uncover a path to clarity and strength that illuminates your way forward, enabling you to navigate the complexities of life with renewed confidence and grace. Rule 1: The Power of Detachment. Imagine a life where your emotions aren't held hostage by external events. A life where your peace of mind remains unshaken, regardless of the chaos swirling around you. This is the power of detachment. Detachment isn't about becoming indifferent or losing your humanity. It's about reclaiming control over your emotional world. Most of us live in a reactive state, where our happiness or despair is dictated by what happens to us, an argument, a setback, a harsh word from someone we care about. But what if you could change that? Detachment is the key. It's the realization that while you can't control what happens in the world, you have absolute power over your response to it. Think of it as emotional armor, not a shield that blocks everything out, but one that lets you move through life with clarity and strength. When you detach, you don't lose your passion or your drive, you just free yourself from the chains of external validation. You start to see that your worth isn't dependent on the approval of others, nor is your happiness tied to fleeting circumstances. This doesn't mean you're disengaged or aloof. On the contrary, you become more present, more mindful, and more focused on what truly matters. You start to live from a place of inner peace, where the noise of the outside world no longer dictates your inner state. Detachment, then, is a form of empowerment. It's not about escaping life, but about engaging with it on your own terms, with a clear mind and an unshakable spirit. It's about mastering the art of living freely, with a heart that remains calm in the storm. Rule 2: Embrace the here and now. Imagine living your life with the full awareness that the past is gone and the future is uncertain. All you truly have is this moment, right here, right now. Rule 2 is about embracing this truth and harnessing the power of the present. Most of us spend our days either dwelling on what has already happened or worrying about what might come next. We replay past mistakes, relive old hurts, or daydream about a future where everything falls into place. But in doing so, we miss the one thing we can actually influence, the present. Embracing the here and now means waking up to the reality that the present moment is where your life unfolds. It's where decisions are made, where actions take place, and where change happens. The past is fixed, unchangeable. The future is a mere possibility. But the present is alive with potential. Think of it like this: life is a river, constantly flowing. If you're too busy looking upstream at where you've been or downstream at where you're headed, you'll miss the beauty of the water that's right under your feet. The present moment is that water, constantly moving, always new, and full of opportunity. When you truly embrace the present, you start to see that each moment is a chance to shape your life. Instead of being trapped by regrets or anxieties, you become free to act, to decide, and to experience. This is where true power lies, not in the distant past or the far-off future, but in the immediate now. By focusing on the present, you also begin to appreciate the small things, those fleeting, often overlooked details that make up the tapestry of life. The sound of the wind in the trees, the taste of your morning coffee, the warmth of a loved one's smile. These are the moments that add richness to your existence. So, Rule 2 invites you to embrace the here and now with open arms. To live fully in the present, knowing that it is the only time that truly belongs to you. When you do this, life becomes not just something that happens to you, but something you actively participate in, moment by moment. Rule 3. Move toward your fears. Imagine a warrior facing a fierce dragon guarding a treasure. The dragon is terrifying, breathing fire and towering over the warrior. But the treasure, representing everything the warrior desires, lies just beyond the beast. The warrior knows that to claim the treasure, they must confront the dragon head-on. This is the essence of Rule 3, to move toward your fears, not away from them. Fear is a powerful force, often paralyzing us and keeping us from pursuing our dreams. It whispers that the unknown is dangerous, that failure is inevitable, that discomfort should be avoided at all costs. But what if fear is not a signal to retreat, but a compass pointing you toward where you need to grow? Rule 3 challenges you to rethink your relationship with fear. Instead of seeing it as a barrier, view it as a guide. Fear often arises when we step outside our comfort zones, when we venture into territory that feels unfamiliar and risky. But this is precisely where growth happens. When you move toward your fears, you confront the things that hold you back. You step into situations that make your heart race and your palms sweat. It's uncomfortable, even terrifying, but it's also where the magic happens. Each time you face a fear, you diminish its power over you. The dragon loses some of its fire. Consider the stories of great achievers, from artists and innovators to athletes and leaders. Their paths were not devoid of fear. In fact, fear was often a constant companion. But what set them apart was their willingness to push through it, to step into the arena despite the risk of failure or rejection. They understood that the treasure they sought, success, fulfillment, purpose, was worth the battle. Moving toward your fears doesn't mean being reckless or ignoring real dangers. It means recognizing when fear is simply the voice of doubt, trying to keep you small. It means understanding that on the other side of fear lies growth, discovery, and possibility. The next time you feel fear creeping in, remember Rule 3. Ask yourself, what if this fear is pointing me towards something important? What if it's a sign that I'm on the right path, even if it's a challenging one? By moving toward your fears, you not only gain the treasure of experience and wisdom, but you also build the courage to face even greater challenges in the future. So, like the warrior facing the dragon, step boldly into the unknown. Confront your fears with the knowledge that they are often the gateway to your most profound victories. The treasure you seek is waiting, just beyond the fire. Rule 4. Don't rely on discipline. Create habits. Imagine a river carving its way through a rugged landscape. Over time, this river creates a deep, winding channel, a path that water follows effortlessly, day after day. The river doesn't struggle to find its way. It simply flows along the course it has created. This is the power of habits, and it's the essence of Rule 4, don't rely on discipline, create habits. Discipline is often seen as the cornerstone of success. We admire those who seem to have an iron will, who can push through any challenge, resist every temptation, and stick to their goals no matter what. But discipline, like willpower, is a finite resource. It can be depleted, leaving us vulnerable to the distractions and impulses that surround us. Habits, on the other hand, are like that river. Once established, they guide our actions with little conscious effort. They become the default mode, the path of least resistance that leads us toward our goals without draining our mental energy. Rule 4 invites you to shift your focus from sheer discipline to the art of habit formation. Instead of relying on willpower to force yourself to take action, you build routines that make those actions automatic. When something becomes a habit, it no longer requires a daily battle of wills. It simply becomes what you do. Think about some of the most successful people in any field. What sets them apart is not just their discipline, but their ability to create and sustain habits that align with their ambitions. For an athlete, it might be the habit of training every morning, rain or shine. For a writer, It could be the habit of writing a set number of words each day, regardless of inspiration. For an entrepreneur, it might be the habit of continually seeking out new opportunities and learning from failures. The beauty of habits is that they free up your mental energy for more important decisions. When you don't have to debate with yourself about whether to go to the gym or work on that project, you can focus on more creative or strategic thinking. Your brain is no longer bogged down with the small stuff because the habits take care of it. But how do you create these powerful habits? The key is to start small and be consistent. Just as a river starts as a trickle before it carves out a canyon, habits begin with small, manageable actions. Over time, these actions compound, creating a powerful current that drives you forward. For example, if you want to develop a habit of reading more, start by reading just one page a day. If your goal is to become more active, begin with a 5-minute walk each morning. The action itself is less important than the consistency. As these small actions become ingrained, you can build on them, gradually increasing the scope and impact of your habits. Rule 4 is a reminder that success isn't about Herculean efforts or extraordinary discipline. It's about creating systems that work for you, systems that become so ingrained they feel effortless. By focusing on habits rather than discipline, you set yourself up for long-term success, making progress toward your goals as natural as a river flowing downstream. So, rather than relying on the fleeting power of willpower, focus on building habits that will carry you forward, day after day, until they become second nature. In this way, you create a path to success that is sustainable, effective, and ultimately inevitable. Rule 5. Embrace the suck. Picture a storm-tossed sea, with waves crashing violently against the shore. The sky is dark, the winds are fierce, and everything about the scene screams discomfort, challenge, and adversity. Yet, in the midst of this chaos, there's a certain beauty, a raw, untamed force of nature that demands respect. This is the essence of Rule 5, embrace the suck. In life, there are moments that feel like those raging storms, times when everything seems hard, when nothing goes your way, and when the path forward is fraught with obstacles. These are the moments that truly test you, pushing you to your limits and demanding more than you thought you had to give. Rule 5 is about facing these moments head-on, not with dread or reluctance, but with a mindset that welcomes the challenge. It's about recognizing that the suck, the discomfort, the pain, the struggle, is where the real growth happens. It's in these tough times that you're forced out of your comfort zone, where you discover new strengths, and where you build resilience. The idea of embracing the suck isn't about being masochistic or seeking out suffering for its own sake. Instead, it's about understanding that adversity is a natural part of the journey to success. It's the crucible that refines you, the fire that tempers your steel. When you embrace the suck, you stop seeing obstacles as barriers and start viewing them as opportunities to become stronger, smarter, and more capable. Think about the most memorable achievements in your life. How many of them came easily? Chances are, the things you're most proud of required effort, perseverance, and a willingness to push through discomfort. Whether it was running a marathon, starting a business, or overcoming a personal setback, the satisfaction came not just from reaching the goal, but from knowing that you endured and overcame the challenges along the way. In the military, embrace the suck is a common phrase used to encourage soldiers to accept and push through the hardships of training and combat. The idea is that by leaning into the discomfort, you build the mental and physical toughness needed to succeed in the most challenging situations. This mindset is equally powerful in civilian life. When you embrace the suck, you also develop a sense of gratitude for the struggle. Instead of wishing things were easier, you start to appreciate the journey, knowing that each difficult moment is shaping you into a more resilient and capable person. You learn to find a sense of pride in enduring what others might shy away from, and this gives you a unique edge. The next time you find yourself in a difficult situation, whether it's a grueling workout, a challenging project at work, or a personal crisis, remember Rule 5. Instead of resisting the discomfort, lean into it. acknowledge that it sucks, but also recognize that this is where the magic happens. This is where you're tested and where you grow. By embracing the suck, you turn adversity into an ally, using it to fuel your progress rather than hinder it. It's a mindset that transforms challenges into stepping stones, leading you ever closer to your goals. So, when the storms of life rage around you, stand tall, face the wind, and embrace the suck, because that's where true strength is forged. Rule 6. No plan survives contact with the enemy. Imagine you're a general on the eve of battle. You've spent weeks, maybe months, devising the perfect strategy. Every detail has been meticulously planned, every possible scenario considered. You're confident, prepared, and ready to execute. But as soon as the first shots are fired, the battlefield erupts into chaos. Your carefully laid plans are instantly thrown into disarray as the unpredictable nature of combat takes over. This is the essence of Rule 6: No plan survives contact with the enemy. This rule is rooted in military wisdom, but its relevance extends far beyond the battlefield. It speaks to the unpredictable nature of life itself, where even the best laid plans can be upended by unforeseen events. The enemy, in this case, is anything that disrupts your expectations, whether it's a sudden change in market conditions, an unexpected setback in a personal project, or a twist of fate that turns your world upside down. The lesson of Rule 6 is both humbling and empowering. It reminds you that no matter how much you prepare, there will always be elements beyond your control. Life is dynamic, full of variables that can't be anticipated. But instead of being discouraged by this uncertainty, Rule 6 encourages you to adapt, to be flexible, and to think on your feet. Picture a skilled improviser in a jazz band. While there's a basic structure to the music, the magic happens in the moments of spontaneity, when the musician departs from the script and responds to the energy of the moment. This is how you must approach life. Have a plan, by all means, but be ready to pivot when reality doesn't match your expectations. When things go awry, and they will, Rule 6 teaches you to stay calm, assess the situation, and adjust your approach. It's about being resilient and resourceful, about finding new ways to achieve your goals even when the path forward isn't the one you originally envisioned. This rule also serves as a reminder to not become too attached to your plans. Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, you'll discover opportunities that you hadn't considered before. By being open to change, you can seize these opportunities and turn them to your advantage, rather than stubbornly sticking to a plan that no longer makes sense. In business, this could mean pivoting your strategy in response to market shifts. In personal life, it might mean adjusting your goals as circumstances change. Whatever the context, Rule 6 is about embracing the fluid nature of reality. It's about knowing that the true measure of success isn't how well you can stick to a plan, but how effectively you can adapt when things don't go as planned. Remember, it's not the plan that wins the day, but your ability to respond to the unexpected. The next time life throws you a curveball, think of Rule 6. Recognize that the plan was only ever a starting point, and that your real strength lies in your capacity to adapt and overcome. In this way, you can navigate the chaos with confidence, turning setbacks into stepping stones on your path to success. Rule 7. There are only two measures of success: results and consequences. In the world of strategy, Rule 7 distills the essence of success into two simple metrics: results and consequences. It's a stark, no-nonsense rule that strips away all the noise, focusing solely on what truly matters in the end. Imagine a chess player, deep in a match. Every move they make is a calculated risk, a step toward victory or defeat. But regardless of the strategy, the only things that truly count at the end of the game are the results, the checkmate, and the consequences, how the game unfolded, what was sacrificed, and what was gained. The complexity of the strategy, the elegance of the moves, all fade away compared to the ultimate outcome. Rule 7 is the strategist's lens, focusing your attention on the core of any endeavor. It's easy to get caught up in the process, to become enamored with clever strategies, intricate plans, or even the sheer effort you've invested. But Rule 7 pulls you back to reality with a simple question: what did you actually achieve, and what did it cost you? Consider a business deal that looks impressive on paper. The negotiations are complex, the terms seem favorable, and the process itself is a masterclass in strategy. But once the dust settles, what truly matters are the results. Did the deal bring the expected profits or benefits? And what were the consequences? Did it strain relationships, compromise ethics, or create unforeseen liabilities? This rule pushes you to evaluate every action not just by its immediate results, but also by the broader, often long-term consequences. It asks you to think beyond the present moment, to consider the ripple effects of your decisions. A short-term victory can sometimes lead to long-term disaster if the consequences are not carefully weighed. Think of Rule 7 as the ultimate accountability test. It demands that you own the outcomes of your actions, both good and bad. It challenges you to measure success not by effort, intent, or complexity, but by the cold, hard reality of what you've achieved and what it has cost you. This rule also serves as a compass, guiding you in decision-making. When faced with a tough choice, Rule 7 asks you to strip away everything except the endgame. What are you really after? What results do you seek? And what consequences are you willing to accept in the pursuit of those results? By answering these questions, you can cut through the noise and focus on what truly matters. In life, as in strategy, the results are your milestones. They mark your progress, your victories, and your failures. The consequences are your legacy. They shape your future, your reputation, and the impact of your actions on others. Rule 7 reminds you that these are the true measures of success, and that everything else is just a means to an end. So, as you navigate your way through challenges and opportunities, keep Rule 7 at the forefront of your mind. Let it guide you in evaluating your choices, in weighing the costs and benefits, and in focusing on what truly matters. Because in the end, success isn't about how clever your plan was, how much effort you put in, or how complex the process was. It's about what you achieved and what it cost you to get there. Rule 8: Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. Rule 8 highlights the delicate balance between strategy and tactics, two forces that, when harmonized, lead to triumph. It's a rule that serves as a reminder of the vital interplay between the grand vision and the specific actions needed to achieve it. Imagine you're an architect with a blueprint for a grand cathedral, a structure of immense beauty and purpose. This blueprint is your strategy, the overarching plan that guides every decision. But no matter how brilliant your design, the cathedral will never be built if you don't have the tools and skills, the tactics, to lay each brick, carve each stone, and raise each archway. Without tactics, your strategy remains just a dream, a vision on paper with no reality to back it up. Now flip the scenario. Imagine a team of skilled workers, each expert in their craft, hammering away with vigor and precision. They work tirelessly, but without a blueprint, their efforts are disjointed, chaotic, and ultimately meaningless. Their actions, while impressive in isolation, amount to nothing more than noise, activity without direction, movement without progress. Rule 8 teaches that strategy and tactics are two sides of the same coin. Strategy is your plan, your vision, the big picture. It's where you want to go. Tactics are the specific actions, the steps you take to get there. They're how you move from where you are to where you want to be. Each is incomplete without the other. Think of strategy as the captain of a ship, plotting a course across the vast ocean. The captain knows the destination and the path to get there. But without a skilled crew to hoist the sails, navigate the waters, and steer the ship, that course is nothing more than lines on a map. Conversely, even the most skilled crew would be lost at sea without a captain's direction, their efforts leading them in circles, or worse, into the jaws of a storm. In the realm of business, Rule 8 comes into play when leaders devise ambitious strategies, expanding into new markets, launching innovative products, or rebranding an entire company. But these strategies are doomed to fail without the right tactics, targeted marketing campaigns, effective sales techniques, and precise operational execution. On the flip side, a company may have the best marketing campaigns, the most effective sales force, and the most efficient operations, but without a clear strategy guiding them, all these efforts can lead to wasted resources and missed opportunities. Rule 8 is a call to integrate both elements seamlessly. It asks you to craft a strategy with a clear vision and purpose, and then to devise tactics that are sharp, effective, and aligned with that vision. It's not enough to have a plan. You must also know how to execute it. And it's not enough to be skilled in execution. You must have a plan worth executing. In personal life, this balance is equally crucial. Consider someone with a dream of writing a novel, a strategy of becoming a published author. Without the tactic of writing consistently, setting deadlines, and refining their craft, that novel will never see the light of day. Conversely, someone who writes daily without a clear vision for their story might produce a lot of words but end up with a disjointed, directionless manuscript. Rule 8 reminds you that success is born from the union of strategy and tactics. It's about having a clear, compelling vision and the practical means to bring that vision to life. It's about knowing where you want to go and having the tools and skills to get there. So, as you pursue your goals, remember Rule 8. Let your strategy be your guiding star, your tactics the steps you take along the path. Together, they'll lead you to victory, not slowly, not noisily, but with purpose and precision. Rule 9. Embrace self-care, the hidden power of nurturing yourself. Imagine you're a high-performance sports car, sleek, powerful, and capable of incredible feats. But what happens if you neglect regular maintenance? You skip oil changes, ignore warning lights, and let the tires wear thin. Eventually, this once majestic machine will falter, its performance compromised, and its capabilities diminished. Now, think of yourself as that sports car. Just as a vehicle needs care to function optimally, so do you. Rule 9 underscores the vital importance of self-care, not just as a luxury but as a fundamental practice for sustaining your well-being and effectiveness. Why self-care? Self-care is often misunderstood as indulgence or self-pampering, but in reality, it's about maintaining and optimizing your own personal performance. It's the act of prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional health to ensure you're operating at your best. Without it, you risk running on empty, experiencing burnout, and losing your zest for life. The unseen impact of neglect. Neglecting self-care is akin to pushing a car beyond its limits without ever giving it a break. You might get short-term gains, but eventually, wear and tear will catch up with you. Stress will build, energy will wane, and joy will diminish. Just as a sports car needs proper fuel and care to run smoothly, your body and mind require regular maintenance to thrive. The power of routine. Self-care isn't a one-time fix but a continuous practice. It involves developing routines that nurture your well-being. For instance, exercise is like the engine tune-up for your body. It keeps your physical systems running efficiently, boosts your mood, and improves overall health. Meditation and mindfulness are akin to the interior detailing, clearing out mental clutter and refreshing your inner state. Engaging in hobbies, whether painting, reading, or gardening, is like upgrading your car's entertainment system. These activities bring joy and fulfillment, enriching your life and providing a counterbalance to stress. Regular self-care activities help you stay balanced, resilient, and energized. Cultivating resilience. Self-care also builds resilience. Just as routine maintenance helps a car withstand long journeys and challenging conditions, self-care equips you to handle life's stresses and adversities. It strengthens your ability to bounce back from challenges and keeps you grounded, making you less reliant on external sources of validation or happiness. Building a strong foundation. Think of self-care as laying a solid foundation for a high-rise building. The stronger the foundation, the higher and more resilient the structure can be. By investing in yourself through self-care, you're laying a foundation that supports your growth, enables you to face difficulties with confidence, and ensures you're not easily shaken by life's ups and downs. Transforming self-care into success. When you prioritize self-care, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. You're setting yourself up for success by maintaining peak performance levels. By taking care of yourself, you're enhancing your ability to achieve your goals, pursue your passions, and enjoy your life more fully. Self-care transforms from a mere practice into a strategic advantage, an essential element for long-term success and fulfillment. So, embrace Rule 9. See self-care not as a luxury, but as a necessity. Treat yourself with the same respect and attention you'd give a high-performance vehicle. In doing so, you'll ensure that you're not only surviving but thriving, ready to take on the world with renewed vigor and joy. Rule 10. Practice gratitude, unlocking the hidden door to emotional abundance. Imagine you're an explorer on a quest through a dense, shadowy forest. Every so often, you stumble upon a mysterious, ornate door tucked among the trees. It's covered in vines and almost invisible, but you sense it holds something remarkable. As you approach and open the door, a brilliant, golden light floods out, revealing a hidden garden of riches, lush and full of wonder. This garden represents the transformative power of gratitude. Rule 10 is about uncovering this hidden door and stepping into a space where abundance and joy are not only possible but readily accessible. Gratitude is the key that unlocks this door, illuminating the richness of what you already possess. The veil of scarcity. Often, we're trapped by a veil of scarcity, focusing on what we lack rather than what we have. This scarcity mindset is like wandering in the dark forest, where the riches of life seem out of reach. We look at others and think they have something we don't, and this comparison breeds a sense of inadequacy and longing. The magic of gratitude. Gratitude acts as the golden key that reveals the hidden door. When you actively acknowledge and appreciate the positive aspects of your life, you shift your perspective from scarcity to abundance. This shift is magical because it transforms how you experience the world. Picture your life as a tapestry. Each thread represents an aspect of your experiences and possessions. Focusing on what you lack is like staring at a few missing threads and feeling that the whole tapestry is incomplete. But when you practice gratitude, you begin to see the entire tapestry in its full, vibrant glory. You recognize the beauty in each thread and how they come together to create a rich, intricate design. Daily practices for abundance. To unlock this garden of abundance, start by incorporating simple yet powerful gratitude practices into your daily routine. Each day, write down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be as simple as the warmth of the sun, the kindness of a friend, or the comfort of a good meal. This practice helps shift your focus from what you lack to the abundance that surrounds you. Consider this: if you spent your day exploring a lush, vibrant garden, you'd naturally appreciate its beauty and richness. Similarly, by focusing on gratitude, you cultivate a mindset that sees the garden of your life in all its splendor. The ripple effect. Gratitude has a ripple effect. It enhances your emotional resilience and reduces attachment to what you don't have. As you embrace gratitude, you begin to feel more content and less driven by external validations. This newfound contentment is not about complacency, but about recognizing and appreciating the wealth of experiences and connections you already possess. Transformative power. Practicing gratitude doesn't just illuminate the present moment, it also transforms your approach to life. It teaches you to cherish what you have rather than mourn what's missing. This transformation creates a foundation of emotional stability and contentment, allowing you to face life's challenges with a sense of fulfillment and joy. The invitation. So, open the door to the hidden garden of your life. Embrace Rule 10 and make gratitude a cornerstone of your daily existence. As you do, you'll find that the golden light of appreciation illuminates every corner of your world, revealing a rich, abundant life that's been there all along, waiting for you to discover and embrace it.